Hold on, we just had a revelation here. You still watch The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, and it's still the exact fucking thing every episode.
But why?
I don't know.
No, no, not why is it the same?
No,
why do you
I ain't no quitter.
Why do you?
I ain't no quitter. Mama ain't raised no quitter.
Right.
But there are so many better things you could watch instead.
I do watch better things.
Like what? Well, I mean, like just with your time. You could spend time watching good things.
It's only 20 minutes.
I mean, I used up an hour yesterday reading about the Big Bang Theory.
That's worse! Like
how is that worse?
My life.
That's worse. I put it on in the background while I do other things. It's not like I sit and actively pay attention to it. It's one of my, like,
then
background
you don't really
shows.
Watch it.
But I know what's going on because not much goes on. It's like a soap opera. You just need one episode to catch up.
No, I all I just want to know is if the cute autistic girl left fucking Sheldon, and she did not, so I'm upset.
She's autistic?
Yeah, obviously. Everyone on that show is autistic. That show is about people who are douchebags making fun of autistic people. It's not for nerds, it's making fun of nerds. They don't know anything about nerd culture, and they just end up looking fucking stupid that entire show. It drives me insane.
No, Sheldon's
not funny. It's not
closer to actually being autistic. Sheldon is just an asshole who is also socially retarded.
Like,
he has no actual excuse.
He's just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's something, I guess. Okay, what do we want to talk about today on today's Uncut, which is maybe 67? I don't even know how the numbers work anymore. So here's something we need to figure out. We have missed Uncuts for about 6 or 7 episodes, because Shane could only dedicate an hour at that time, so we had only the regular episodes. So does that mean I go back and I pair every episode with an uncut?
I thought you were going to record fake uncuts, I guess, basically.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Me and Shane have to sit down, record those uncuts, and fill in the gaps. And like,
good luck with that.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
Shane now?
God knows. He's probably at home jerking off. But the biggest problem that I have is, like, something like we did a Ravelcast reviews the Oscars, right? The 90th Oscars. But now for the uncut, do I call that a Ravelcast reviews 90th Oscars uncut? Because we didn't talk about the Oscars in the motherfucking uncut. You know what I mean? So should uncuts and regular episodes just be separate? But we, oftentimes in the episode, we like laugh. I'm like, oh, you're going to have to go check out the uncut for that.
Yeah, so, that's true. You do that.
I don't know. I don't know what Toto. So I might just start doing uncuts as its own thing and start releasing them periodically when I get the chance.
That's a good idea. Okay. More videos going up, more chance of viewers.
Sure. And that, but the thing is, the naming and stuff will be a little off because, like, there's something nice when you have a mixture between that episode and having its own uncut, because they'll reference each other sometimes.
Yeah, true. I don't know. You're in control.
See, I even like the idea of going back and me and Shane listening to those old episodes and then doing an uncut, making fun of ourselves from a couple years ago.
That's a good idea.
I think it's fun too, yeah. So there's a few different things you can do.
Nail them down to do it.
Yeah, the only way I want to nail him down is like Jesus. In which case he dies, basically. Let's start off the uncut with the happiest news we have today. United Airlines murdered a dog. Yeah, you have to talk about it. Kayla, this is on you, girl. You got this one. It's on you.
I hate talking about stuff like this because it's just so much stupidity. Like, there's so much fucking stupidity. I don't understand who in their right mind would tell somebody to, first of all, put a dog up in the overhead bin.
That one's crazy.
Second of all, who, like, I don't so much blame the owner, because for me, I was like thinking about the dog dying. I was like, did it suffocate? Did it hit its head? Like, how the fuck did it die up there? Can you not breathe? I mean, that's not something that you would know as a normal person who just flies.
Oh, you've never traveled in an overhead compartment? Well, someone's rich and famous.
What happened to the dog? How did it die?
I don't think that's come out yet. It's just basically what happened is the woman got on, and I guess the dog crate, whatever the dog was in, the bag was kind of poking out into the feet are, the foot room or out in the aisle or something. So the flight attendant comes up to the woman and says, you can't put that there. You have to put it in the overhead bin, and the woman had a 13-year-old daughter and a baby and all that stuff. So she was just like, well, no, like, you're allowed to take your dogs on flights. This is something she paid for. Like, it's not like she just said, surprise, I have a dog. Like, you pay $50 to take your dog onto a flight. Mm-hmm. So they knew that. They saw the dog before she got on the flight. Like, they knew the dog was coming. They should have realized that the bag was too big or something. So instead of being like, you know, put the dog maybe in your 13-year-old daughter's lap like a baby, because that happens sometimes too, especially if it's like a therapeutic animal, you can do that, I think.
Okay.
But the lady says to put it in the overhead bin. So the mom, thinking probably that, okay, that should be fine. Like, what's the difference up there than underneath the seat?
Oh, there's a big fucking difference.
I know. I'm just like, I'm trying to process like the thought process. Cause like I would have been like, you can go fuck yourself. My dog is either going in my arms or under the chair. Fuck you. Like,
yeah, bitch, you'll take your seat. Take you up.
Was this after takeoff or before?
No, this was before takeoff.
Okay.
So like, you know, it's a live animal. Like, I don't comprehend how. And now United is coming out saying that the airline stewardess didn't understand that there was a live dog in there.
How can you not?
Like, what the fuck did she think was in the crate? A dead dog? Like, a stuffed animal? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's just now they're trying to cover their asses. But the story came out because somebody else brought it up, not the person whose actual dog died.
To be fair, don't you guys travel with your stuffed animals in animal carrier crates so people don't think you're a weird adult that requires a support animal like that?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
No one else does that?
No, I'm a boy.
Yeah, me neither. That would be weird. That would be super weird.
But yeah, no, like, that's my thing. Like, when you have a bin that carries a dog on a plane, like, you know what it is. It doesn't just look like a fucking backpack. Like, it looks like a soft dog carrier. It's exactly what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And when you see the picture of it, like, that's what it looks like. It looks like a dog carrier. You're telling me this woman who has worked with this airline for however long doesn't know what a fucking dog carrier looks like?
Yeah, but she could have thought the thing was empty if the dog was already dead. Think about it.
No, there's no excuse for that. And mishearing it, like, it just, I don't get it. I don't get how you mishear that.
Yeah.
No, how's the hamster thing different?
Well, the hamsters aren't like animals that require a ton of oxygen. Dogs require as much oxygen as we do.
But also, you say, no, I'm not flushing my hamster down the fucking toilet. Take it off the plane and do something with it. Like,
No. This was before she could get on the plane.
I know, but she could have given it to someone or, like, to somebody in charge to take away. She didn't have to flush the hamster down the toilet.
They aren't liable to deal with your stuff. So, let's say you want to take a knife on a plane and you're going to
So, I would just let it loose in the airport. And then hope
which they can't allow either, right? Like, they're in a bit of a weird position.
Yeah, but to flush it down the toilet?
First of all, that's just bad for the toilets. No, her rationale was to mercy kill it quickly as opposed to letting it, like, get run over or, like, eaten or something.
So you drown it?
Yeah, I don't know. Because couldn't you just say, hey, fuck you. I paid for a ticket. This doesn't break any rules.
Yeah, I feel
why,
like...
Why does no one ever stand up and say that?
No, I think they do, but they get pushback from the airlines, and they're so concerned about traveling that they have no recourse.
Yeah, and I mean, depending on how much your ticket costs, too, like, that's also, like, a hard thing. Not everybody just has fucking money they can throw out for plane tickets. It's expensive to fly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I still blame the airline for that instance, too, because if they didn't want the hamster to be allowed on the plane, they should have done something with it instead of, telling this woman to deal with it.
Because they told her previously it was okay, like, 5 times.
Yeah, like, stop telling people that things are okay when they're not. That's why your rules need to be outlined instead of just super vague. If you go onto any airline's website, it's vague.
Make sure all your employees actually know your rules instead of making up their own.
Yeah, because some of them are just dumbasses who should not be in that sort of position. Especially telling you to put a live dog in the overhead bin.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's a pretty crazy thing to do, no doubt. Like,
it makes me so mad.
Just what if, like, it was like, hey, your baby's too fat?
Yeah, put it in the overhead bin.
But that's one thing that concerns me is that, like, has this woman never run into that instance before? And why didn't any of the other passengers or flight attendants say something?
I don't know.
Because on a plane, as far as I understand, on a plane, everyone minds their own fucking business.
All right. Well, that's
no one
gay.
Really. Everyone is just wants to get through it.
I don't want them to get through it, though.
I don't know. It's just messed up. Like, if her bag couldn't fit on the plane, they should have told her that before she got on the plane. Like, they look at your bags, they see what you're taking, they watch you go on the plane. It's not like you're just secretly hiding and then you show up on the airplane. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
If she had three seats, that she had a baby and a kid, then she could have, couldn't they just push the dog further in?
I don't know what is going on with that sound.
But, you know, if
typically, when you have a baby, you don't have a seat for the baby unless you buy it. So yeah, I don't know if she bought a seat. Typically, you have the baby in your lap. That's what I was saying. Like, the 13-year-old daughter could have had the dog in her lap, like a baby.
They have that to a certain point, though. Yeah. It's supposed to be unsafe if you carry the animals or people like that. So they recommend against it. Up until a certain age, they have to travel on your lap, though.
Yeah. So, like, and it was a puppy. Like, it's not a huge dog. Like, it was just it's a French bulldog puppy. So
that's a psychopath would do that. Like, it's actually like a really, really crazy thing that they would go out of their way to put that animal like that. Like, that's fucking insane.
Like, especially like you don't know how much turbulence is gonna happen. Like, I don't know if the dog could even breathe up there. Like, the story is that they heard the dog barking and barking and barking for like a half hour, then it was quiet, yeah. And then it barked when some turbulence happened, and then they didn't hear from it anymore. But like, oh, another thing is, like, why wouldn't you bark checking on the dog?
Check, yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, why wasn't this dog checked on during this flight? Like, you can stand up during the flight as soon as you're up in the air.
But if there was turbulence, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, that dog probably just got rattled to death. Like, it just got shook to death.
And it's especially if there was other luggage up there too, right? Like, that's totally the other thing that I don't know. Like,
they always tell you when they open the overhead bins, be careful because items may have shifted while you were in flight.
Yeah. Oh, but now they're trying to say that the stewardess didn't understand what she was saying. It's like, you watched her put it up there. There's no way the dog didn't make any sounds and you didn't know what was being put up there. Like, there's no
the weight. The weight of putting it up there would have been like, hey, this is fucking heavy.
Yeah, like a French bulldog puppy is the size of some adult dogs. Like, small dogs. Like,
they killed a French bulldog puppy? That's the animal they killed?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to die.
That makes it even worse.
That makes it a million times worse somehow.
I know. It's just their faces.
That's fucking heartbreaking. So what should the recourse be for the actual airline itself?
I don't know, man. Fire that stewardess?
I mean, if we've learned anything, anytime an instance happens where a pet dies, usually nothing happens to the airline.
But what
they give them like a free ticket or something. I don't know. I mean, you've killed an animal. Like, you've actually let an animal die in your care.
What do they do when a cop accidentally shoots someone's pet?
Nothing.
Oh.
Actually, cops are known to
when cops shoot people. Like, what do you want?
I was watching a documentary about this where cops are like known to go out of their way to murder people's dogs as a way of like getting at people to like try to psychologically break them basically when they raid their house.
Sounds like a movie.
Even as a
is this in this country or the other one?
It's in the other bad one to the south. It's funny the way that we refer to America is where America refers to Mexico, and I bet in Mexico that's the way they refer to Guatemala.
What you're saying is we need to build a wall between us and America.
Yeah, but luckily it can be an ice wall like in Game of Thrones. It'll look real fucking cool. Although I think they want the White Walkers on the other side of the wall. They want the Brown Walkers on the opposite side. So the analogy is the Sand Walkers. What were the Sand People in Game of Thrones? Why am I like Dornish?
Yeah.
The Sand Dornish. Snakes, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why were they known for gardens and sand?
I meant the Tuscan Raiders, but okay.
Which is weird because they filmed that in Tunisia and they're like, you know what we should do? Put like slightly more leather on their faces and call them aliens. And then we'll just like mock them and their culture. And they're like, perfect. It went over really well. Okay, let's decide on, let's Rafflecast decides what the recourse is for this event. So we believe that there should be a reprimand for the stewardess, that she should be fired. Do we all agree on that?
I don't know. Like,
you don't think she should be fired for this?
Yeah, you're right. She should.
Because, like, totally in that situation, she technically has a position of authority, right? Because she basically is holding your seat over your head.
Yeah, and if we've learned anything, if you don't do what the airline says, they punch you and drag you off the plane. So, with that being said.
And if you resist them, you can get charged for resisting arrest.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we not on a consensus here that she should be fired?
She should be fired. Yeah, and also they should reimburse them for that puppy because it was probably fucking expensive.
I believe they did reimburse for the puppy.
Like the amount that they paid for the puppy and also the emotional damages for that poor 13-year-old girl.
So that's where we get into the next point. Should this go to a civil litigation court?
If it was me and it was my dog, I would. I would absolutely.
I'd sue the shit out of that airline. You kidding me? That's like so losing hard. A family member.
Exactly. And there's, it's just a dog. It's like, not to some people. To some people, like, you know, dogs are their everything. And I get that.
Those people you go ahead.
If it's just a dog, you wouldn't have to fucking pay for its space on an airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
It costs more than luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does, actually.
When transporting live animals, there needs to be better regulation. So I think only should this go to a civil court, but there should be some sort of like law passed about animals in transit to provide their safety.
Or like a TSA internal investigation or something.
But how often do those yield any type of results?
I don't know.
Something needs to be done, especially when it comes to animals. Because what was I looking at? It said 24 animals alone have died in like the past 6 months or some shit like that.
What? Are you kidding
me? Maybe the year? Yeah, 20. I should find that. I had it.
There's a lot of flights, to be fair, but not a lot of animals on flights. I think people are still relatively scared or finicky about doing that. And for that many to happen in the United States is pretty fucking insane, even considering the amount of flights that they have. Which means there's probably one per carrier, at least, right?
Yeah. 24 animals died in the care of U.S. carriers last year. 3/4 of those, 18, died while being handled by United of 15 reported injuries. 13 occurred with United alone.
What? Okay, so United is clearly an egregious offender when literally 86% of all the accidents that happened that had the animals in the staff's care has been their fault. So I say take United to court. I say have that person fired. I say new laws that protect animals in transport, which means they can't be stored in overhead bins. If it means that people are required to buy an extra seat for their animal, that might be what will have to happen. And that's unfortunate. And there's also the issue of keeping animals in the seats instead of carriers. There's people with allergies and stuff like that. It's hard to clean. There's dander. I mean, it's just so tricky to travel.
But what if you have a hypoallergenic dog? Then, you know, I guess you can't get into semantics that way. So, but like, I agree. Yeah. Like if somebody has an allergy to an animal on an airline, this should be all like you put it in when you buy your ticket that you're carrying a dog. So this should all be known about before anyone gets on a plane. And if somebody has a severe allergy, I agree.
You take your Claritin before you get on a plane.
Yeah, but just it's like people simple, are allergic sometimes. To perfume and assholes still put that on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people's perfume gives me headaches. I'm not allergic to it, but I hate it.
Yeah, especially when they like cover themselves in it. Ooh, ooh.
Do you remember in high school, guys used to like use Axe body spray? Like it was.
No, I didn't hang out with those people.
Oh, you mean boys?
I remember guys who would use Axe body spray and combine it with a lighter.
Oh, yeah, totally. We used to do that, too, in the halls. It would fucking reek. We also do this thing called, like, axe bombing. So because the marketing campaign was so effective during, like, the mid-2000s, early 2000s for Axe body spray, every teenage boy that who had family and friends who had no idea what to get him for things like Christmas or birthdays would get one of those, like, hygiene kits. Like, oh, boys are smelly. They need this shit. And that's the way they advertised it, right? These cans, everyone would have at least 3 or 4 of them. So we used to do this thing called axe bombing, where the vents in the lockers, we would put a bunch of cans up to the vents in the lockers and unload the can in that person's locker.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you? You're such, you've always been an asshole.
Well, I've been a bit of a bully. But I only bullied the bullies. I am the Robin Hood of bullies. I never picked on the losers. I always took the underdog side. And that I've stayed true to that my whole life. And that's why me and Ray are friends. I'm just kidding.
I've never dated anybody who wore Axe body spray. I feel like that's a huge accomplishment in my life. Like, I'm really proud.
I mean, considering the amount of guys that you fucked, that is an accomplishment. I mean, your sample size is so large. You think you'd run into one.
In terms of Fort McMurray, I'm practically a virgin. So
you could have sex with 25 people, and still, by Fort McMurray standards, you're a virgin.
That's so many.
Is it?
I'm a prude. Let's not even get started.
Oh, me too.
like everybody is shocked when they learn how many people I've slept with. They're like, really? I'm just like, I'm a like serial monogamist. How do you guys think
hold on.
All these people?
Wait, what's the number then?
None of your business.
Why are people so incredulous?
Why would you brag about it?
Well, I'm not in double digits. I'll say that. I'm not in double digits. So.
Oh, okay then.
Pretty good.
Let me know when you get to 9 because I want to be your 10th.
Oh, do you? Number 10 is the one.
Well, she is at 9.
Oh shit, time to get started. Yeah, I'll get those candles. I'm just kidding, I'm gonna die alone. I have a problem. Every time I put in my dick in something, I get an emotional attachment. I don't know why.
It's like a thing. It's chemical. It's not your fault.
Yeah. I don't know how you cut that off, buddy. I don't know, like, gotta get a scalpel heated up on the stove, like, just slice those attachments.
You just need to date somebody who's emotionally dead inside, like you.
Oh, well, so a whore.
There are so much bad advice going on and weird analogies. Like, I don't know what's going on in here. Date, I was joking, you guys. Jesus Christ.
So am I.
This is bringing out the darkest side of you people.
We're just learning from you.
You're not learning anything from me, and don't you ever dare accuse me of that. Don't you dare accuse me of educating anyone.
You taught me, Dad.
Yeah.
What is it with girls that like children that they're really slutty? Do you think that there's like a correlation there?
Girls that like children are
want to become a mom, and so they want as big of a sample size of
as many chances as they can get.
Yeah,
but they're not trying to get pregnant. They're not poking holes in condoms. Those are the nester girls. Those are the girls like, oh, I've only slept with one other person. You're like, okay, maybe I can get you started
if
on the path.
If I get pregnant, I'll keep you forever.
And then you find them later poking holes in your condoms because you notice it when the light reflects off it differently when you're about to put
it
on.
That's fucking terrifying.
It happens.
You're talking about like kindergarten teachers who wear thongs and shit, right?
So I've dated a lot of teachers, and my super hoe of an ex, like from way back, is a teacher, and she's the biggest hoe I ever met. And I've kind of noticed like these girls that like love children, that have like this affinity for them, they kind of have a promiscuous side, because like the amount of teachers that I've dated that have been straight up hoes is 3. But I haven't dated that many people, seriously, so that's a lot by my standards.
It's like a 90% ratio.
Do you guys want to go through my major relationships? Okay, let's see. So my first one was in kindergarten. That one lasted 4 years. The one after that was it was in grade 6.
Wow.
And that one lasted...
You're worse than me.
That one lasted 6 years through, like, high school.
Your teacher didn't get caught.
With different girls in between
there. High school.
Well, the girl I dated in high school actually started dating in grade 6. So it's like, or 4, one of the two. It was a long time before that. So it was kind of a weird, you know, long-term on and off again relationship. Then after that, it's all blur because alcohol got involved. So we did good. We got 2. So we did pretty good. And honestly, I don't even remember the second one that well. The girlfriend, ex-girlfriend rather, that I remember the most of all of them was my first one. Her name was Lindsay. She had dark hair and blue eyes, which is apparently a thing for me. She was taller than me, which also apparently is a thing for me. Almost every girl I've dated has been taller than me. And I'm not even like an overly short person. You know, I'm 5'10". No, I'm not a short guy. But I just dated like girls that are 6 feet tall for some reason. And She loved
it's okay,
100.
Okay, I get it. I like tall men, so I get it.
Well, that's why we're not together. And then I'm sure there's like way more reasons. I honestly didn't think height played into it. Now that I'm looking at it, I didn't think it was like a height issue. I thought it had everything to do with my looks. I thought it was just face and personality.
6 feet and over. Six feet and over, man.
Jesus, I wasn't even getting.
I like to feel small.
I wasn't even getting to the table. To get rejected with my face and personality. I was stopped by my height earlier. My height is
I'm a superficial bitch.
Well, I'm okay with that because you're a wonderful podcast co-host and a great host last week. You fucking took the reins all day. Listen to it. It was amazing.
I'll do better next time.
You will do better.
I was caught unawares.
You were. And the fact is I sprung it on you last second. The kind of the way that girls will do to you when you're emotionally unavailable. And then you rolled with it, which is something that people need to learn to do. Yeah.
I blame my acting experience.
That could be it. I think public speaking... Public speaking is a skill that needs to be developed. And that's why I'm encouraging Raymond to do his own solo show where he just talks for an hour and he's scared to do it. Maybe brings in guests once in a while. You know what you do? You just do your podcast at a comic book store. People will ask you about it and be like, yeah, you're welcome to join me. I'm here every like 4 days. And then you'll make friends that way.
I don't know if
store. I don't care if you know.
Just also, do it.
I know.
Also, I'm great at public speaking.
You
I'm
are
not good at personal speaking.
What the fuck does that mean? You're not good at talking to yourself? Is that what that means?
Like
I am.
Like in a small hushed room. In more intimate settings, I do better with less personal settings than intimate ones.
So you'd rather be in a crowd of 500 people than in front of like 4 or 5 people.
As long as I'm in control.
Well, you're a control freak. Good to know.
No, it just means, like, well, obviously, if I can't manage the situation, obviously, like, even a crowd situation would be untenable. But, like, if I know what I'm going to say, I'm directing the crowd's feelings, like, you know.
So works. You can do it with a prepared speech, but let's say you had to go up and impromptu speak in front of these groups. Like if someone was like, Ray, I know you weren't expecting to come up here and speak in front of this 2,000 person wedding, your sister's wedding, but come up and say a few words about growing up with her. How would you respond in that situation?
Well, I don't.
Okay, great. No, we just learned how you would act in that situation. Exactly. Fucking silence. Fucking stunned silence.
No, I don't think I'd be completely unprepared. I mean, I think like I would know the possibility.
Would you say I mean like a whole bunch of times during that time?
I mean, it is.
I knew you wanted to say it. I knew you wanted to.
I think I'd be all right.
So you think, but you haven't put yourself in those situations. So the best thing that you can do, well, you have been in those situations before. I mean, remember when we went to the honey badger party where all the honey badgers were there after the.
Yes.
Yeah. And you spoke really well there. You kept calm. You interjected at the right time with the right facts. I was really impressed with the way you handled that crowd.
Yeah.
So I know that you have that ability. I would like you to see you develop that ability even further. And that's like, I did a lot of stuff on my own. Like before I would do like before Rolf Castle was a bit more prepared and had a bunch of notes and jokes and stuff. And I'd worked them out a little bit more, back when the show was better is what I mean. But no, I mean,
wow.
I took off time from, and I'd write a lot. I wrote on Facebook and stuff. So I took time off of writing to paint. And I realized I'm never going to be a good painter. So I'm going to go back to writing because I'm comfortable with never being a good writer because it's a little harder to tell. Being a bad painter, people know immediately. I'm just
kidding.
Unless
you're a child, because then they can only compare you to other children.
Hey, yeah, which is unfair.
Parents are cutthroat.
They are. I actually, you know what? I do that same metric. If a kid produces something, I do. I poop. You know, I used to be scared to talk about that. Like, I wouldn't even say the word P-O-O-P. I couldn't even talk about the subject. It made me so grossed out.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like that until I was, like, maybe 30.
So, like,
up until I was 45. And, up until my late 60s, I had this issue.
And now you're 80.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I'm still dealing with it, is what I'm trying to say. I had my high
school. Getting a colostomy
bag. Stop saying doo-doo.
That's a possibility, man. It's scary. Anyone can get one of those, dude. True. Especially you. You know why? Because God hates you.
Big poops? Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if you didn't take big poops, that'd be more of an issue than actually taking bigger poops. Ray, how many times do you put yourself in situations where you're forced to interact and deal with strangers?
Are we going from before the past year or including the past year?
I want to talk about the last 6 weeks.
This is a therapy session.
Yes, it is. I went to therapy recently. It was very good for me.
When was the last
therapy
time?
Therapy is amazing for people. I should go.
Twice? Three times? Three times, I guess? Three.
How did those situations... how do they go in your mind?
But if they're all with the same people, they're not really strangers after three times, are they?
No, but you met with people that were strangers and then you saw them second and a third time. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So how was the first meeting compared to the third meeting? Like, if you were to rate your level of comfort on a scale from 1 to 10, how did it change from the first to the third meeting?
I don't know, from, I guess, to a 5 or a 6 from a 0.
Oh, so you were not comfortable. Like, that initial meeting of strangers makes you really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but, like, at the end of the night, it felt slightly better.
Okay. So over, like, over time.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the night, it went to a 2, but by the, like, second, third time, it was, like, 5 or 6.
What are some things that people do, like actions, things they say, the way they talk or interact with you, that makes that number go up, your comfort level go up?
Give me good setups for jokes.
No.
No.
Oh, no, I know. I get it. That's the joke. That's, yeah, I was trying to make a joke there. Okay, so if they tee you off with stuff that you can riff off of, that makes you more comfortable. What else?
I don't know, because that's my primary mode of interaction with people. Like,
So you feel that you're best when you're making little quips, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think that comes from an urge to make them? Is your motivation to make them feel more comfortable, or to make yourself feel more comfortable when you're making jokes? I'm gonna have to use the
laugh, but I want everyone else to laugh too. So I don't know.
You just want to create a sense of camaraderie.
But I think actively about comfort.
Okay. It's your natural kind of reaction, because you feel like, okay. Now, what are some things in those instances when you meet people that they do or how they respond to you that would lower your comfort level?
Touch his butt.
Whoa.
Is rape part of it?
I guess that.
I guess rape.
I said touch, not penetrate. Get
you know what?
Together.
Rape is a broad spectrum, and anytime you violate someone's personal areas, that is
not.
Rape.
It's not a broad spectrum.
Yes, it is. It's like autism.
If I can't register attempts to include me in some way.
Okay, so if you are feeling left out or feeling ignored, that lowers your comfort level.
Half the time, because the other half, I might be like, well, if I make a brassy, ballsy enough joke, people will start including me.
So that's interesting, because there are different types of people in those regards, right? Some enjoy not having the attention on them, and some do enjoy. I think you're kind of in the middle there. I think you like to be included, but you don't want to be the star. Is that a fair assessment? Or would you like to be the star?
I think I want to be the star, but it has to be on my terms.
Okay. Now, I put all this information into a Psychology Today engine to determine
is this fucking real? Like, what?
So,
describing like
Ray, what's your height?
5'9", 5'8".
And you're 190 pounds.
I'm still the shortest.
I am two. The last.
You don't have to say it. It doesn't matter. Oh. Okay. Let's see. Okay, this is really interesting. So according to research, while evaluating the parameters of what you have done, it looks like you are a massive faggot. That's what this says.
I knew you were going to say that.
It says you're a faggot. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You guys, I did not know that was a medical term.
Oh, how did you cure it? Is it terminal?
It's terminal, and there's no cure. They say you have 3 weeks to live because you'll commit suicide for being a faggot. Hey guys, by the way, when we talk about faggots, we're not talking about it in the offensive way where we're trying to degrade anyone for, you know, how they were born. We're talking about gay people, and that means bad. Right, guys?
No.
No, we're not. Come on! Come on! No, honestly, Ray, I think by talking to you in this, by being the center of attention, you're good at managing people, and you like to do it on your own terms. I have an idea. How about have your own fucking podcast, you moron?
Wow.
Yeah! I just psychologized you, nigga! What up now?
I mean, you listened to the one episode of Penn Shenanigans where
I did.
Mm-hmm. And like I was on point with
you
that.
Were great
I
on
was
that.
Always on point with yeah. that podcast, but like fucking I don't know.
So
I don't have enough chutzpah to just run a solo thing.
So buy some on the black web.
Whoa, why'd it gotta be
buy
black?
Some friends on the deep net.
Yeah. That's where you get chutzpah.
I told our new super hot secretary today that I'd pay her $100 to be my Facebook girlfriend to make exes jealous.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I made a joke about
but
that.
But I just want to know how hot she was.
She's insanely hot. And she was like, nice. Oh, why would you have to pay me? Who says I wouldn't want to date you? I'm like, no, I know you'd want to date me. I wouldn't want to fuck you.
Wow.
And then I walked away. So we're going to see how good her sense of humor
like
is real soon.
Lie.
No, I swear. Oh, God.
This is what they call negging. I've read about it. /r/incel. I've read about this.
Yeah, no, it works apparently. Like, you know.
I stopped reading Cosmo magazine, so I don't know how anyone does
oh,
it.
Oh, please. Like, negging doesn't work on you. I'm like, hey, you're a dumb bitch. Like, oh, God, daddy, tell me more.
Ew, I would never call anyone daddy, first of all. Second
neither would
of all,
I.
I'm not that hard up yet. Just give me another year.
Then I'll call you whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Now, for the Ray Radiation Raycast.
Whoa.
If you had to do one, what would your topic be about?
Porn.
No. Porn. Porn's not interesting, really. Like,
then why have we talked about it almost every uncut?
It's a subject that has a lot of range, but there's no depth.
It came up because actually it was weird because porn was just in the mainstream news by happenstance. Also because I was super lonely and watching a bunch of porn lately. So,
nothing.
By the way, speaking of watching a lot of porn, I was getting drunk live streaming the other night for Overwatch. And I finished my games at a bad one. So I turned off, you know what? I'm going to tug one out. But I already did that earlier in the day. So I was looking up some freaky shit, like some real dark shit. You can tell I've never looked it up before because it like was asking me suggestions. Like all my suggested videos are one thing. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to look up black schoolgirls and like Japanese game shows and shit. And I was live streaming. I was live streaming all of it.
No.
All of it. Guess when I got my peak. Guess when I got my peak viewers. When I got to the worst category. You know the one.
Yeah.
Interracial. Yeah. No. Oh. Yeah, I went down a bit of a dark hole. And listen, we've all done it. It was, but this one, I was like, this is particularly embarrassing.
I've live streamed it.
Yeah, this is like first time being alone in a while. I'm going to go down a particular dark black hole. And I made a huge mistake of getting the most viewers I've ever had while doing this. So someone just saw me open up 500 tabs of porn and jerk off because my mic was on. You could for sure hear it because I was not quiet.
So you're a cam girl now.
Oh my god, I am a cam girl.
Were you
oh
checking
no.
Twitch chat?
No, I wasn't. I had my OBS streaming. I didn't have Twitch open.
I feel bad for you, but it's so funny.
Wait, you're not fucking around. This is real.
This 100% happened. No, wait, no. This is a joke. Hold on, wait. This is a joke. Because people can still find those videos, maybe.
No, did you export it as a broadcast? Like, is that archived?
I deleted the archived video.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean everyone else did.
They could have just screen capped it.
Maybe. Oh, you never know. Did you hide your face? You gotta hide your face.
I was watching the analytics, and one person came in at 12 and watched for 15 minutes and left. And they came back again at 12:15, watched for 5 minutes and left. And they came back again at 12:45, watched for 1 minute and left. Because at first, they're like, what in the hell is he watching? And then like kind of like looking at it and like getting into it, like, oh, this is okay. And then they're like, okay, I'm finished. And then they came back, and then it got like really dark, or like a bit darker. And they're like, oh, this is kind of weird. Maybe I'll come back later. It went back to normal. And they see how dark I got near the end. And they're like, oh, I can't be here. These videos might be illegal.
Well, at least you weren't alone.
Oh god, that is embarrassing.
Silver lining.
So I only have like 10 followers on fucking Twitch, which means it was either my ex, an SJW that I did writing with, mostly girls like that I've like met on Twitter or like whatever, right? Like it's not someone knows
all your secrets now.
God damn, I was talking about it because I was hoping it was Ray. Like he's the type to do that. And I thought he might be too shy to say anything, but no, the mystery continues.
Damn it.
I mean, it could have been.
Imagine you just broke up with
he
a chick.
He does black out. He may just not remember.
Yeah.
Imagine if you just break up with a chick and then she sees you typing black on white porn and then looking and then going back to the top and then typing white on black porn to see if that's a thing. You know, like maybe
she sees you type black on right side of face.
Vitiligo porn. Yes. And then I also was looking at certain videos because I wanted some MILF mixed in, because I was looking at like a lot of the newer porn stars are a bit too young looking for me, and I don't mind like an older woman. So I was looking at some MILF porn, but a lot of the most common MILF porn right now is mommy porn. And I don't have that issue. I was raised by all women. I was raised by my aunt, my grandmother. My mom even said hello to me a couple times during my life. But I don't like have that
small penis humiliation. That's what you'll find.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they're all greatly shot, like well-lit POV films, right? With like some of the better actresses. So if you open up four windows, have them split screen on your dual monitor, and you have audio from one going, that's like a regular, you know, property rental sex. And then you have the POV ones for the weirder ones, but you have them on mute. Then it's okay because you don't have to hear the weird storyline, just hot girls getting railed. You don't know. It's all POV. But because I had those things, you know, like, there's a bunch of jumbled audio because I might have been playing two videos at once. But, like, the people that may have saw my stream probably thought I was just looking for that stuff. You know what I mean? But I wasn't paying attention to titles. I'm looking at the thumbnails. And I'm just scrolling through and opening a bunch.
I hope you never get into politics, my friend, because you're screwed.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Well, the titles don't mean anything, because half of them are just meant to do SEO and just capture clicks.
Well, see, the thing is, if I mean, first of all, I couldn't get into politics, like, way before. This is way more shit out there. That's way worse than this. And it was just extremely embarrassing if it did happen, which it definitely didn't. And you shouldn't look into it.
I won't. So you're okay. I didn't even know you had Twitch.
Yeah. Well, by the way,
now
everyone, follow me on Twitch. And it wouldn't have happened either because I usually record from my laptop. But this time I was recording from my desktop. And usually what I do is I stream just the game. So I use the software of the game to stream specifically from that. But this one I was streaming my desktop because I changed the settings to do the podcast.
Oh,
and then I
podcast.
Got
blame the podcast.
I know. And by saying I got fucked, I mean that's so unfair, because if I did get fucked, I wouldn't be looking at porn in the middle of the night.
Muffin.
I mean, that being said, we went on a bit of a journey here. I'm gonna cut all of this out.
Don't you dare.
But you know what, this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. Everyone watches porn. Everyone will observe some freakier shit from time to time on the Pornhub black holes you get on with the suggested videos. Mm-hmm. And that happened to be my time, and I just happened to broadcast it publicly to the world. Oh, Another time. I'm like, early, remember Justin TV?
Yes. Back in the day.
Can you explain it?
Hitbox, right?
Yes. Can you explain like the kind of setup for it? Do you know the deal for it?
I do not remember.
What is it?
Okay, it's like, I might be a little wrong. No, I'm 100% right. I'm never wrong. This is Rafflecast after all. So Justin TV, there's this guy named like iJustin or something, or Justin TV. And he decided to live stream his life 24/7 for a year, having sex with his girlfriend, jerking off, taking showers, shitting, all that stuff. Yeah, it was great. His girlfriend's cute too. They didn't fuck very often though, which is weird.
They've probably been dating for a while.
What does that matter? Why is that a thing?
How big were his shits? How big were his shits?
It shouldn't be, but it is.
He didn't look.
Oh.
He didn't look at his shits.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, like, it was like transparent.
How do you know if you're healthy or not?
It was transparent, but it wasn't like expletive, you know? Anyway, he might have shut it off from time to time, but that was like kind of the deal of it. So other people wanted to do it. So he started up his own network, Justin.tv. So I started doing that for a little bit, just like live streaming. And I had my camera on in my dorm, and I was reviewing snacks. And yeah, and like so a bunch of girls from our university were watching it because I was talking about it to somebody in class. They overheard, so I gave them the link, blah, blah, blah. And when I was done, I exited the window, but the window minimized. It didn't close. So I got up and I started changing. And I have... This is widely documented, not that widely, but it is notably documented, and it's documented by people that hate me, so you know for a fact that they wouldn't lie. But I have a magnificent dick. It is truly spectacular. People wonder when they look at me.
Who hates you that knows what your dick looks like?
Every girl I've ever dated. yeah.
Everyone who's had it inside.
Everyone who's touched it. And definitely, it's a bit like Midas. But instead of turning to gold, your emotions for me go away. So actually, it's not true. The opposite is true, and it becomes like really problematic. It's like there's cocaine in my penis, and certain people get addicted to it.
Hey, that's what my friend and I call our vaginas.
Heroin pussies?
Because everyone gets addicted. It's a thing.
Oh, so you call your pussies heroin because a heroin gets addicted.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of hair there, like a large, massive, curly
bush. I don't know
bush.
About hair, but not on mine.
No, yours is obviously shaved into a mohawk that it protrudes 3.5 feet.
I wish I had a mohawk.
Could you imagine? That is actually a kind of a genius idea, like a faux-hawk on your pussy. That'd
be, like, crazy.
It'd be like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. It's kind of a great idea. Dye your pussy blue, spike it. Looks great. What the fuck were we talking about?
Styling gel inside
your penis being saw by university people.
Anyway, yeah. So I have a great dick.
Being saw.
people when they see me wonder, it's like, where do you get all your self confidence from? And then they sleep with me, and they're like, oh, that's where. But I have like literally nothing else going for me. Also, I'm a grower, not a shower. So my limp dick. We talked about this. How it goes inside my body when it's too cold, like a poorly made fountain. Yeah, we talked about this.
It gets inverted. It's great.
So my room was a little breezy. Homeboy was hiding.
Excuses.
Let's just say homeboy was hiding. And, you know, King Achilles over here had to change his pants. Well, cute girls in my class for sure saw my limp dick. For sure were not impressed by it. And were laughing at me rest of the semester sitting behind me in math class. But thankfully, they all failed because it was a math class and they're girls. But I had the last laugh.
Wait, why'd you have to change your pants? part I don't understand.
Because
not
when just I was
his pants, but
when I was reviewing snacks,
underwear as well.
When I was reviewing snacks, I may have spilt all over myself, and at that time, I did not wear underwear.
Ah, the truth comes out.
Yeah. So,
yes.
How else have I embarrassed myself over the years live streaming? Oh, every podcast I've ever done.
If you were smarter, you would have realized what had happened, gone back the next day with a fully erect penis to make up for that, and then they would never laugh at you again.
Yeah, but I can't be like, hey guys, tune in tomorrow for the live stream, because
just do it every day until they do tune in.
Math class caring enough to watch?
I don't know, actually. I think it was the early days of streaming, and they hadn't really heard of anyone that they knew doing it before. And I think it kind of caught their attention. Also, I was super hot in uni, so there's that. I grew out of it, though, thankfully, because that was so stressful, being attractive. So I'm glad that...
I don't know what that's like.
Because you were born that way and you dealt with it your whole life.
Born ugly!
You just said you took a university math course and that you were super attractive university. That's those aren't compatible facts.
Okay, by attractive, I mean attractive for a math major, which makes me a Fort McMurray 6. So it's not great. I'll be honest. But
isn't that a normal world like 3?
It is. But you know what? By not being Asian, that immediately puts me from a 4 to an 8 because it's exotic at that point. Like, oh, you're not Chinese. You don't smell like rice. Well, you do smell like rice, but it's a curry rice. It's a little different than what they smell like.
That's why I went into worst. Theater. Because there were no Asians.
That's why you went where?
That's why I went to the theater. Because there were no Asians.
Like school-wise?
Yes.
Or just...
Yes.
Oh, you took theater in school?
Yes.
Same. Why do you think he's an unemployed loser? Of course he took theater in school.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he took sociology. I don't know.
Actually, with sociology, you can get a permit to kill yourself. So that would take care of that problem.
I have a Bachelor of Arts degree, and all I do is cry on that. It catches the tears nicely.
You can spend a year and get an education degree and then end up making like 80 grand a year if you put your ass into it.
Or I could go back and just get my master's and teach adults and not tiny devils.
That's the thing. Like, why do people go get their master's so they can teach other people to get their master's? It's a weird, like, self-fulfilling, like, I don't know. I hate it.
Well, I would get my master's because I could teach at a college university level, whereas if I just went back and wanted to teach drama, I can't teach high school kids because I would murder them all. They're assholes.
That is very true. Also, high school teachers, slutty, they sleep with their kids. Sex freaks.
No.
Nice.
I mean, who here hasn't slept with a drama teacher in high school?
In our high school?
In a high school, I'll just say that. Okay. So,
anyways.
This is a weird one. Do you guys remember the first time you ever felt attractive? Me neither. No.
Well, that's honestly, even as an honest question to answer, that's tough because other people may have been attracted to you, but you didn't know you were attractive at that point. So it's like,
oh no, sorry, that's a misnomer. I've never been attractive in my life.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, have other people? Do you remember the first time another person has made you feel attractive?
Oh, if somebody's made me feel attractive, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us that story?
No.
Okay. Ray, how about you, buddy?
I mean,
okay, we'll just sit here in silence for an hour.
Lots of girls, but I've never felt attractive with most of them.
Well, I mean, you date shitty girls. You dated one girl that was so bad she became a boy.
Let's not talk about that.
I love you, buddy, and I mean no offense. Except the only reason I say that was to hurt you personally.
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I mean, look, listen.
Multiple girls who have become boys.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Having a vagina probably swayed them over. Like, yeah, I do like this. You know what? It's not as bad as Shane's ex-girlfriends because they die.
Oh.
You're such a terrible person.
No, it's funny because she actually died.
It's not funny at all.
Oh my god.
He put her in the overhead bin.
Oh, that's what happened. That's why you can't trap. Listen, honey, we can only afford
all right,
one.
I'm out. I am out. There's,
so there's this article I read on Vice that was talking about men who travel in first class while their wives travel in coach. And apparently it's very common. Which I think is really gross, right? You either both get it or you don't both get it. Is everyone on the same page here?
Wait, what?
So
like they don't travel in the same class.
No. So the man would take first class and the woman would sit in coach. Because usually the man is traveling for business and he gets that accommodated for. And then the woman has to buy the ticket out of the family budget. So they don't want to spend the extra money to put her in first class. And this is a very, very common thing. Well, because sometimes people travel with their wives. Like, my dad would travel with my mom a lot, and sometimes he would get bumped up to first class, or he would get traveled first class via the company. And, you know, for a first class ticket to across the ocean, it's like $14,000-$15,000, right? Like, it's not a cheap investment. So what my dad would do, well, I mean, you're investing in your travel, like an enjoyable travel is worth it a lot. So my dad is really good about this, that if he gets it one way, he'll give it to my mom on the way back, or, you know, vice versa or whatever. Yeah.
What happened to you? Your parents seem so nice.
I just don't understand, because, like, the company would only, like, comp you for the business time you are there. They're not going to, like, say, include extra days.
Yeah, so what they do is usually...
My work does.
Yeah, so what a lot of works will do, like, when I travel for work, what they'll do is they'll send me there, and I'll be like, okay, well, I want to take, like, 3 days off on top of the weekend so I can spend 5 days there. You know, just book my flight back for 5 days later. So I have to find my own accommodations. I have to return my car rental, which kind of sucks. But usually what I can do is I can extend it as long as I can swap my credit card, and I can usually still get the business rate, so it's not as bad. But yeah, it's not uncommon to take to attach on a vacation. But that's neither here nor there. Back to the men and women separating themselves on the flights. So apparently that's a pretty common thing to do. In my opinion, I would say just travel with the person and coach if you can't afford it, right? Is that not reasonable to say?
Travel in coach, and wouldn't your company be happy you're saving money, and that
they don't would give increase a shit. Your
trip budget for other shit.
No,
they usually don't work like that. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of businesses don't.
Do you guys think they don't care?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, that was one of, I had a international flight for work once, and I was saying, like, hey, I have a connection through here. Could I leave a day early and connect and, like, stay a day there and then come over the next day? I couldn't fly first class that way, but I could fly coach, and that would save the company money. And, like, nope, we can only do it this way. It's how we expense it. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'll take a first class flight. I don't give a fuck. You know, but, like, still, it was just kind of one of the weirder things. I actually don't remember what the point was. What were we talking about before this?
At what
men
point?
Flying in first class and women.
But before that, what were we talking about before that? Because that tied into my previous point. What
I don't know what you were talking about
your dick.
Girlfriends. No.
Girlfriends.
Then we talked about my dick. Then we talked about your girlfriends.
We talked about Shane.
Shane's girlfriend dying, because that was funny.
I said overhead bin, and then you were reminded of that story.
Oh yeah, that was it.
That's terrible.
I just think that's
worst
such a
segue ever.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Let's dial it back half an hour. What you wanted to ask was, what would I want to talk about on my own show? That's where this all started, actually.
All right. All right. That'll be a good way to wrap up our uncut. We'll circle back around. Our uncut is trying to build you a podcast, and all we did was talk about how I've embarrassed myself over the years.
It was great. I enjoyed this one.
Oh, the first time you felt attractive.
Oh.
Yes, yes, that is.
Never.
I don't know how we got to that.
Oh,
but...
no, my current girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. What does she do?
She said,
oh,
I was very attractive.
So
I was asking her if she was clean shaven or not, and she said I was attractive either way.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice to hear.
And she calls me handsome when I send her a selfie, when she asks for a selfie.
That's really cute. I'm glad that you have that. I wonder what that would be like.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
You should cover a subject you're not very good at. Let me tell you the first time I felt attractive. It was never. But also we went on a high school trip. So I wasn't in drama, but one of my friends was in drama. Actually, no, in grade 9, I took drama just because I wanted to meet girls, and I read in Maxim, that's a good way to meet girls. And
it is a good way to meet girls. Unfortunately,
I think I read that same one.
Oh yeah. The one with J-Lo on the cover. Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, Ray. What were you saying, bud?
That is a good way to meet girls, but half of them will be lesbians.
Is that true? I didn't run into that, but we were in grade 9, so they probably haven't figured it out yet. Yeah. We didn't have lesbians where we're from, though. We had one gay guy. I never knew.
No, we had one lesbian.
In university.
Oh. Everyone's like half in university, though.
Oh, yeah. I fucked a dude in university. I'm not gay. I fuck dudes now. Still not gay.
Like, actually or metaphorically?
I'm so straight that I will hump a dude like dogs do to each other just for dominance.
Or like in female wrestling when she rubs her snatch in another chick's face.
What? Oh, they yeah. Do that. Yeah. It's a power move. And they get real stinky, too. They eat a lot of olives.
And they're sweaty.
That's
they
why
drink a lot of dairy.
That's why Greek chicks are on the, like, on this odd verge of being, like, crazy hot, but just, like, almost a dude. You know what I mean? They're hairy. They have strong features. You know, they're toned. It's kind of weird. Like, they're on this, like, weird balancing act of, like, either sexy or they go over the line and they just fall off into, like, you look like a fucking dude. But all their pussies are rank. The hottest Greek girl ever has a pussy that smells like olive oil that has been left in the sun mixed with mayonnaise.
Oh, why'd you have to put mayonnaise in there?
Because you need the egg to rot.
Or Japanese mayonnaise.
Like Japanese mayo, the stuff that will actually rot and attract flies. Not that super preserved shit that never goes bad.
It's full of sugar.
Yeah. Just because I was thinking about it, like, if you leave olive oil outside, you just get, like, hot olive oil. It sounds delicious. Like, it's not a good analogy. It's not a... You gotta mix it up with something. And then I was kind of doing my research, because Lebanese girls, you would think their pussies are really smelly, but they're not as smelly, surprisingly. Although their men are super smelly, it's a weird dichotomy. Either way, I think the biggest difference is the olives. The actual raw olives is what makes Greek girls the smelliest pussy of the entire kingdom of Europe.
I would like to be in your brain for a day, because the tangents you go off on that have nothing to do with what you're talking about are absolutely amazing.
I've never been there. So once you find directions there, you let me know, because I am trying to figure it
like,
out.
How did you get there from talking about drama, trips, and feeling attractive? Saying, it's very confusing.
Are you saying if I just drop some Greek lettuce and feta into a Greek girl's pussy, I will get a good salad?
Yeah, basically. You can wipe pita on a... on a Greek girl's pussy,
no,
and it'll marinate
no,
it like a donair. Yeah,
no,
that's
interesting.
You know,
no.
Yeah, you did. If you get a
now, how do I start a business plan based around this?
You know what? If you get a Greek girl wet enough, you can just hold a frying pan under her pussy, and olive oil will drip out of it.
I just need to say,
and that's
it takes
how
a lot.
Yeah,
it takes a lot to gross me out, and you have accomplished that. So congratulations.
This grosses you out? Olive oil coming from someone's pussy?
The pita bread thing.
You know what's that was a no why the pita bread one was great, because you're picturing the girl from My Big Fat Greek Wedding just taking a bunch of fucking pitas.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? She fat?
She's very fat.
Huh.
She is one of the chicks that is on the other side of like the too manly, like the nose is too big, the ears are too big, the jawline is too strong. And then her sister is an example of someone who's on the other side of that. But Greek women, wonderful. I hooked up with a Greek chick on this trip. That's where I got on this tangent. Horrible pussy though. So we went down for this trip, and like when Kayla can attest to this, there was like a handful of brown people in our high school. I was the only one in my grade that was colored. We had so when I first came to Canada and I was going to school, they
put
me in.
Hold up one second. Yeah. Your high school took you overseas?
No, we went on a trip. There was a Greek girl. She's from Greece. She came to Canada.
Oh, I thought you went to Greece.
No,
they
we
did
went.
Have trips where you could go to like Morocco and Thailand and shit, though. Our school.
For drama club?
No, for a travel club.
That's the fuck. Okay, so here's the gayest thing about travel club. You can't drink, you can't party, and your curfew is 9. No thanks.
Yeah, I was going to go, and then I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, also, it's way too expensive. So yeah. I was actually saving for travel club, and then the girls dating in high school, we broke up. So I used that money to go to Europe. Had a way better time. Way better time. Wee. Yeah, and actually, like, everyone who was like, oh, yeah, we went to France for band, and we didn't get to, like, do anything. We didn't get to see the Eiffel Tower. We just, like, you know, did, like, boring shit all day and had to eat at shitty, like, places and stuff. I was like, I did whatever the fuck I wanted, and I spent less money, so fuck you. Anyway,
that's
so,
weird though. I didn't do like I did drama like grade 10 on. I never did it in grade 9, and from 10 on, you didn't get to do anything cool.
Well, it wasn't drama club that traveled; it was band and travel club, right?
No, no. But you're saying you guys went on a trip. Like,
well, this is for the like you must have been part of this. There was like these plays that we would do. I don't remember what they call them, like short plays. You can go to Edmonton and like compete.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was supposed to be in one, and then I dropped out.
You were supposed to be in the one I was in.
The what about? I was supposed to be some tough chick.
Is a murder mystery one with Michelle and those guys?
Yes.
Yes,
but I quit because she was a bitch. No, she hated me because the guy she thought was in love with me and she was just being really mean to me. So I was like, I'm not doing this.
Wait, what? Who'd you replace Kayla with?
Me.
She replaced me. No. Michelle replaced me.
Yeah, Michelle replaced. Well, she was director, right? Or something?
Yeah, and then she replaced me.
Yeah. She's like, oh, we'll star.
I think I showed up to like two rehearsals though. Like,
I'm pretty sure she listens to this. Fucking drunk. So you better watch your fucking tone. We're what? Cool. Me and Michelle are cool. We talk. So I'm on this trip. Being one of the only brown people from like a very remote Canadian northern town where there's no brown people, like people look at you like a curiosity. You're not like an exotic treat that's kind of sprinkled in. They're just like, that is so different. It's weird. It's almost like if someone like in the States saw someone who's fucking blue skinned. Because that was how weird it was for them. Because every person I ever met in Fort McMurray asked me the same question. They never said hello to me. No one ever was like, hey, how's it going? They're always like, oh, what are you? That was the first thing they ever said to me. Everyone.
I just never talked to you.
Yeah, we talked. What are you talking about? I talked to the back of your head. By the way, I was listening to earlier podcasts and you said you had black friends. Your black friend's my cousin. Don't act like you got some fucking strong base here. Your black friend's my cousin.
Cool. Hello.
She's in not pulling from a diverse pool of people.
In yeah, I know.
Murray, I didn't really have a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, you know, to be fair, you were friends with the one black chick in your school, which like, kudos. Congratulations.
You're like my postman.
I love her. But, she's my favorite person ever.
Yeah, but you pulled her out like a token. We were like, I had black friends in high school. And I was like thinking about it later. I'm like, bitch, that was my cousin. That ain't fair.
Did
that's
I
my black school? Friend. I don't. It doesn't matter. Do you have more now?
Yeah.
God, she ruined you. Just takes one. Yeah, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
Though. Kayla's including you now.
She can only include half of me.
True.
Yeah, it's the half that doesn't want to work.
What's half of three-fifths?
Three-tenths. Three-tenths.
Okay.
That's how much of a vote I get. Oh my god. There's some racism deep cuts. We're so racist. We're like Raymond's the most racist person here and I hate Chinese people.
I'm just pointing I'm just pointing out race exists.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Remember that every second of every day.
Oh my god.
You should be constantly reminded.
Yeah, but you're only reminding people of the black race, which reminds me of a stereotype about how Chinese people hate black people. And the fucking that's what shows that Chinese people are the most racist, and that's why I hate fucking Chinese people.
Actually, they don't hate black people. They're afraid of black people.
As they should be. You know why? Because there's no Chinese players in fucking NFL. All right? There's no Chinese champions of the UFC. They're all black. There's a reason why we're scared of them. Because they had to
Yao Ming in basketball.
Yeah, but actually Yao Ming's pretty good. But there's taller guys that played ball better than Yao Ming. He was really more famous because he was tall. But he actually wasn't a bad player. He actually gets shit on a lot, but he wasn't that bad.
Well, it's because his first game he tripped over his shoes.
Yeah, because they're size 18. Yeah, like he has to stand at half court to turn around. Like his shoes are so fucking long. Notice his foot is like one of those long things that knocks people over, like a really long foot. That's what it's like. Chinese. You know how much rice it takes to make a Yao Ming?
Two rices.
You know the old saying.
Grains of rice.
Do you know the old? You know the old saying, man. Two wrongs don't make a rice. All right. Yep. So we were at this back to story. We're at this tournament, Edmonton, and I guess I shouldn't have said the city. So at that place, it's like they have brown people there. They're kind of used to them, and because I'm a unique mix of brown, I look a little different than the other ones, kind of. And in, you know, where I'm from, they had no fucking idea what the difference was. Like, oh, you're brown? You're brown. Like, to the extent that there was a kid from Malaysia, a kid from Guyana, and a kid from, his parents were from the UK. He wasn't even from the UK. He was born in fucking our hometown. And his parents were just British. And they stuck us all in the back of the class together. Because, like, you guys will have so much in common. The Malaysian kid's, like, yabbering away in some foreign language. I'm like, I'm from the Caribbean. This motherfucker's Guyanese, which is our mortal goddamn enemies. And this guy's British. He took over all three of our countries. Like, what are you doing?
Hope that wasn't history class.
No, it was just, we were young. Like, it was like grade school. But we all became fast friends. And because people couldn't tell the difference. Like, there was another differently abled kid who was, you know, Pakistani or South Indian. And so we're different races, but people thought we were related because we were both brown, although he was like 10 times darker than I was. It was one of those things. They couldn't tell the difference, right? So for me, I was an exotic treat. To them, they were used to seeing a very certain type of brown, and when they saw my smooth caramel ass roll into that joint with my blue contacts and spiked up Caesar haircut, I got some love. Got a couple notes. I got a dude whistle at me during the performance. And a couple people clap when he whistled during my line, my one line in the play, which really upset me. But it was the first time that I felt beautiful. And then later, when we were talking about it, my friend Kevin convinced me. He's like, oh, no, they weren't hitting on you. They're mocking you. I was like, oh. He's like, yeah, no, they obviously aren't attracted to you. They're mocking you. Those girls are making fun of you. So I burn all those papers and then put out the fire with my tears. And one girl later, years later, finds me on Facebook. And she's like, I don't even remember me, but in like high school, you just play. And I was like, yeah, well, it was like when Facebook first started. So it was a while later. And we had a mutual friend.
So creepy.
We had a mutual friend, right? And so, well, I called her on the phone. We talked a little bit. And then
it's not
when
creepy of a girl to do it. It's just thirsty of a girl to do it.
No, it's still creepy. If a girl tracks you down without knowing anything about you, that's fucking creepy.
Well, she knew a bit about me because we met up with them. We talked, we hung out. And like, that's how I was getting those notes from myself past. I mean, we talked on the phone once before I had my confidence shatter. She's like, yeah, we were like super into you. Like, all of us were like, oh, who's going to date this one? But, you just like ghosted all of us, and it was kind of weird. Like, were you so rude to all of us? And I was like, I thought you were mocking me. It's like, that's stupid. And I was like, well, yeah, now in hindsight, I realize it's kind of stupid, but God damn it, if I wasn't an insecure teenager. So yeah, the one time that the only time girls have ever been like, hey, that's the guy, was that one time in my life, that one instant, this weird cross section where I was like 16 and a half. I was just coming off of hockey, playing a lot of volleyball.
I had a similar story.
It fucking ruined. Go on. Sorry. One last note to that. Because of Kevin. Fuck you, Kevin. I slept with two girls that night in their bed. Didn't put a goddamn move on anyone because I had no fucking confidence. We're all drinking, having a good time. No move.
Because of Kevin?
Because of Kevin. One of the girls was Michelle. Oh man. So yeah, that's the end of my story.
I can just see Kevin doing that. That's the best part.
Yeah. So the one time that I had the opportunity to get laid, or, you know, be felt loved or attractive to anyone in that one weird instance was robbed of me, and I'll never get it back.
Well, Rimmin. I mean, look at it this way. You didn't get anyone pregnant, so yay.
Yet. Ray, your turn.
In grade 9, the girls in my class started acting if I was really cool, but they were doing it out of pity. I later realized years later.
Oh, that's so horrible.
No, so they built me up as being super cool like the whole year, but then I realized, oh, it's because they feel bad.
Maybe, but that's still like
it was like,
but you know what, I'm having a hard time determining if I'm mad at them or actually think that's really sweet, you know.
I don't know how to feel about it. I'm just like, that's,
yeah, I know. Hey, when you're on the receiving end of that, it's like from the outside, it's like, oh, that's so nice. It made someone who didn't feel included. But on the outside, it's like, you did, but you didn't. It wasn't sincere. I would have rather you just like me for me, you know. But listen, man, I've been getting pity laid my whole life. You just got to take it where you can get it.
Fun.
And you know what's great?
Well, that's why we have Kayla on here.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you pitying me or am I pitying you? Because it could go either way.
I think it should go both ways. And that's
at this point Kayla, in my life, it could go either way.
Kayla, when was the first time someone made you feel Jack?
Yeah, come on. We all shared.
I don't think of like a specific instance. I mean,
it's because people are making you feel pretty your whole life.
I could say the first time I felt unattractive, but
I do actually. let me start with mine. I came out of the womb, and then it just continued until like 45 minutes while I was 16 and a half, and then never again.
Well, I guess like the first time I felt super attractive was when the guy I dated in high school was interested in me because he was way cooler than I was, and I was just like, oh.
I hate that whole. Yeah, but no, you weren't.
I know, but I felt like I was. Everyone tells me I wasn't, but I was like, I didn't hang out with popular people. I don't understand.
But you didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and I also wasn't an asshole. I was nice to everybody.
Yeah,
I
that's like at least the most beneficial thing you can have is just like really not caring. And then go ahead.
That's what somebody told me once. They're like, the reason why everybody thought you were popular in high school is because you talked to everybody. And I was like, that's kind of a cunt.
Yeah, I don't know how people felt about me because I just never asked. And if anyone brings up high school, I'd be like, I don't remember anything from then. So just stop talking because it's kind of useless.
Like, I hung out with the stoners. What do people talk about?
You know what? Fucking to this day, like I left fucking high school 10 years ago. To this goddamn day. I get my buddies when we're going out or whatever. It's like, oh, we're going to meet up with so-and-so. Do you remember this guy from then? I'm like, no, I don't remember anyone I met three times fucking 10 years ago. Okay. I don't remember anyone saying, I don't remember my teacher. I don't remember my principal saying, I don't remember anything. I blocked it. I didn't block it out. I just don't remember because I've done so much since then. I've met more people since high school than I did in high school. You know, that was only
Do you ever have moments where, like, somebody pops up and you're like, I totally forgot that person existed? Because that's been happening to me a lot.
I had a conversation today. That girl messaged me and she was like, and I was like, oh, yeah, you existed.
You were like, a person in my life at one point. That's weird, though.
It is weird.
Like, you could just completely forget about them. They're, like, not in your head at all.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm like that for a lot of people.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. But I also, there's also really uncomfortable moments, like, if you're ever at a party that there's going to be, you know, some Fortnite people around, and then, like, people are like, oh, hey, how's it going? Like, what have you been up to? And they remember you completely. Because, like, you know, to be fair, if you're the only brown person and you have a, you know, a name that's memorable, people, that's a little bit easier to remember than if you're just a random white guy named Jeff, you know?
Well, it's like when you first talked to me and I had to pretend to remember who you were.
Oh, he had to pretend to remember who you were because white bitches be dime a dozen.
True that. Especially in Fort McMurray. No, wait, that's white men. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
I remembered you. I'm just being a cunt.
It doesn't really matter if you did or not. If you didn't remember me, that would be totally fair because you were like best friends with my cousin and we were in classes together. So it'd be totally fine.
But I honestly did not realize that you guys were related until like a little while ago.
Oh, you decide to not be racist.
That's really flattering.
I didn't mean to.
That's hilarious. You just thought I'd call her cuz because I was like a Native American supporter. Like, hello, cousin.
Hey, dear cousin. When did you ever call her cousin that I would know?
I never called her Amanda. I just called her cuz.
Maybe she thought you really liked Lilo and Stitch.
I've never seen that movie. Was that movie Moana?
I've never seen it either.
Was that movie just Moana?
No, that movie is
E.T. with an alien?
Yeah. Wait, E.T. already had an alien.
Oh, no, he wasn't. That was just an... Actually, here's the kind of the sad thing. E.T. deleted scene. Turns out that was an old homeless guy that did a ton of crack. And then he accidentally gave the kids crack, and then they saw the lights as well. That's all that happened. He was all shriveled up because of that.
It was Farrah Fawcett.
It was Farrah Fawcett in 2018. With no makeup.
Good lord.
So since Kayla can't ever feel like she's been pretty or no guy has done a good enough job to make her feel pretty, I guess we can go back and wrap up on the thing we're supposed to start on. Hey Ray, you should just do cover songs of like really obscure old Japanese songs.
I can't sing.
This is even funnier. I can't sing. I sing all the time.
I can't sing either.
But I don't want to be known for doing something bad intentionally.
Well, there goes my life's work.
Yeah, whoa. What do you think we're doing now? People are listening to this because it's good. They're listening to this because we're three fucking train wrecks trying to look like normal people.
Oh, so true.
I am an emotional wreck right now. I am dying inside.
Well, maybe a gimmick would be fine, because it's not like I have anything unique to actually talk about.
So. What the fuck are you talking about? You have a unique perspective on everything, you goddamn robot.
But I can't find a unique subject there.
You just need a theme. You don't need a subject. You just need a theme. How about you come up with solutions for answers people no one have thought of?
That's the vaguest shit ever. Like on like Yahoo Answers.
Yeah, that's the podcast. It's Yahoo Answers. Raymond answer, and you have to answer even if you don't know. You have to guess.
Whoa.
That could be hilarious.
I tried to do that in high school journalism. I tried to run a column like that, but then no one actually submitted anything, so I had to make up as if people had submitted stuff and then answer it myself. So
that's even funnier. Fabrication. You should do Ray's mailbag and you'll get no letters. You're just making up mail. No, you should do Ray's mailbag and answer other people's fan mail.
If you're not gonna do that, I want to
give thirsty fans life advice. Oh man,
just take the YouTube comment section and just read it out loud as like a story.
You know what, get Justin Timberlake songs and redub them with YouTube comments.
Yeah,
I don't know any Justin Timberlake songs. What would be?
Cry me a river.
I need you to say something. Say something. Say something.
Nope, haven't heard of it.
And instead, you can be like, "You're a faggot. You're a faggot. You're a faggot. You're a
drink
faggot."
Bleach. You gotta throw drink bleach in there somewhere.
Why did you upload this? I should put it on our cringe.
That seems mean. I don't want to do mean things.
YouTube is mean.
Yeah, what the fuck you think?
You think this is a game?
Yeah, you want to be nice on the internet, motherfucker? I'm not encouraging that.
I want to be cheeky, not mean.
I want you to hurt people. I want you to trigger them. My goal when I started Rafflecast was to offend someone so badly they commit suicide, and then I'm ending the podcast. It's over. I know what I am like. I'm like that girl that was texting that guy to get back in the car. Did you guys see that?
What? No.
Okay, so there's this like 17-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right, I'm going to recap for listeners in case they don't know.
Yeah.
So a 17-year-old girl, or maybe 16, and she meets this guy a few weeks ago, and he is, there's like a weird giraffe creature bouncing around in my face right now, and I want to kill myself. And if it gets any near me, I'll die. What are you talking about? Is that a weird tangent that doesn't make sense to what I'm saying? How weird for me!
I thought it was part of the story.
Are you on drugs?
Yeah. What were you talking about?
Some girl Rihanna. Texted.
So she met this guy a few weeks ago. They became like boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, in quotations, because there's no physical stuff yet. And she was texting him because he said that he was suicidal, and she was like egging him on. So she just got convicted of of murder, I guess, and now she's in jail, or she's going to jail. And so when the kid was like, she was constantly egging him on, be like, hey, are you going to do it? People keep saying that you're going to do it, but people don't think you're going to do it. You have to follow through with things. Stuff like that. Like stuff that my ex, not the old one. She used to say that type of shit to me. And
wow.
I know, she was dark. Don't worry, guys. She's a teacher.
Beat her up.
She's only shaping the minds of your children right now.
Well, I mean, but it was like, it's so bad.
It was really aggressive stuff. And so he was finally going through with it. And he gets out of the car and is like, oh, I can't do this. And she's like sitting there texting him, convincing him to get back in. Right. So this caused a huge controversy because people were like, should she be blamed for this? She was obviously egging him on. She was trying to get him to do it. And then she created a fake alibi by texting her friend, being like, oh, this guy's not responding. I don't know where he is. I'm so worried. While she's texting the guy, no, you have to get back in the car. You have to kill yourself.
But like, how stupid do you have to be to not realize that they're gonna see the texts on his?
Well, she said before he died to delete all the texts, but that doesn't matter. If they want to find it, they'll find it.
For sure.
And so she texts her friend all the stuff to create her alibi, then later texts the same friend, "I think it's my fault. I could have stopped him and I didn't." You stupid bitch. You could have got away with it. We could be together. This sounds like my perfect woman. Completely, like, wow. Dark-souled, evil to an invariable degree, and encouraging people to do evil things. There's nothing and she's hot.
That play of, "I think it's my fault because I could have stopped it," that's trying to paint her in a better light. That's trying to paint herself, "Oh, I feel so bad that this happened." That's what that's trying to do.
Yeah,
it's
and
clumsy. It's a clumsy play.
Yes, so she could get social media attention, essentially.
She's a sociopath.
"Oh, my boyfriend killed himself. Everyone feel bad for me," blah, blah, blah. If that's the case and she was just doing it for attention, I'm not interested. Also, she's underage. I actually don't know if she saw it. I just said that. And then I realized that she was in high school and I'm like, I should probably retract that because I was making a joke and that was definitely the wrong joke to make. I do not stand by any relationships of anyone that's not half your age plus 7 if you're over 18. I guess she kind of falls in. Never mind. It doesn't really matter if she still works in the number. Anyway, if she's truly evil, then that's my girl. If she is just, you know, doing it for attention, not what I want. So I hope that they do a psychological evaluation so I can find out the type of person she is. And hopefully she'll be ready to reveal what that is by the time she's ready to get out. Which is probably when I'll be ready to settle down.
What if she's an evil person who wants attention?
Ooh, good question. I've never thought about that. Because I like being evil, but from like the background, like standing next to the cops and be like, "Hey, who? How'd that house catch on fire?" And they're like, "No one knows.
The you person like was a mastermind. The knowledge it was you."
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, guys, is I am a known wanted serial killer. This is me. Know what this is? Oh my god. OJ,
Charles Manson didn't die. He was just reborn as a brown person.
Yeah, there you go. But I mean, he died like well into my lifetime.
Allegedly.
I was like 25 when he died, so I don't know. Oh my god, you threw me off now. You fucking asshole. That was a great joke, and I keep thinking about a brown fucking Manson, yeah.
No, you're evil something.
I was about to say Charlie Kaufman, and I stopped myself. I'm like, that's not what I'm thinking of. Wrong guy. Although, I like to think of myself as the brown Charlie. That's how I think of myself. I'm sure other people think of themselves that way. What was that movie where that couple was just like evil and they like got off on each other being evil, like killing people? It was like a whole movie made around the first scene in Pulp Fiction. God, I can't remember what it was, but we should find out that. I mean, it's not like we're a movie podcast and should know these things, but I should definitely.
You're not explaining it well, so there's no way I can fucking help you. Who's in it? What's it about? Who did what?
I told you what it's about. People that are bad.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, hold on. I let me describe better.
There's
a bad guy and a good guy. Oh, Cruel Intentions is an example of that movie. That's a great relationship. Although I think what started the stepsister incest porn trend, which is mightily disgusting because I'm an ugly sister, is that movie. Because Ryan Felipe and Sarah Michelle Gellar doing things to
Selma Blair. Natural Born Killers?
Yes, that was the movie. Thank you so much. Born Killers. Yeah, with Woody Harrelson.
Wow, good.
Yeah, well done, Engineer Ray.
Fucking explanation.
That's actually incredible. That's incredible. I am fucking impressed, dude. Well done. You get one of these. When we have a soundboard that doesn't glitch out my sound next week, have we figured out what your podcast is about?
No, because I can't think of something to talk about. And
I just gave you nine golden examples. Kayla, you can think of one. Come on.
I lost all of them already. I didn't write any of them down.
You didn't write them down? This is literally your job, is to transcribe
things. All you have to do is listen back to this when it gets up. Hello?
Oh, so 2036. Okay.
I deserve that. Don't worry. I created templates for everything, so it gets edited a lot quicker now. And also the MP3s can come out a lot easier. Is there anything else that anyone wanted to talk about today? Kayla, didn't you have a news story you wanted to talk about, or do you want to save that for Rafflecast?
It's the Katy Perry thing. I don't know. Whichever.
Yeah, we'll save that for Rafflecast.
Okay. It's a big deal.
Is it?
It's not a big deal, but it's kind of a big deal. We'll talk about it.
Isn't Katy Perry like washed up?
Yes.
She's on the new American Idol now.
So she's washed up, okay.
Ray, I'm gonna start singing a song and you're going to have to figure out what it is before I stop. So the only way that I stop is that you figure out what this song is, you tell me who sang it, when it came out, and what it's called.
How many bars are you going to sing?
I'm going to keep singing until you get it.
Okay.
The whole song.
When do you want me to start? Tell me when you're ready.
Now.
You me right now. Okay,
you
fine,
can't,
go.
You can't look up the lyrics. You can't Google anything. And I'm listening for your keyboard.
Oh.
This is how close you are to pop culture. So we're going to see. Okay?
You do know I have a phone, right?
Yeah, but you can't Shazam it. I'm singing it. You can't Shazam that. And don't you use your phone. What you want from me? What you want from me? I tried to buy your pretty heart. The price is too high. Baby, you got me like, oh. You love when I fall apart.
Pass.
So you can put me together and throw me against the wall. You got me like, oh. Don't you stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Don't stop loving me. And I'm just fighting fire just to get close to you. Can we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain that's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. And it keeps cursing my name.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It matter what I do, I'm no good without you and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. And you keep loving me. Love me, yeah. Just love me.
This is why I should have been included in this game so I could stop this.
God, Ray, you can start Googling it.
Okay. I already told him what the title was.
I'm tired of being played like a violin. What do I gotta do to get in your motherfucking heart? Feel like I.
Rihanna, love on the brain.
Yes! What year did it come out? You stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Don't stop loving me.
2016.
Thank you. And now you have to sing the rest of it. Just to get close to you. Give me burn something, babe. Now it's your part. Ready? I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. Where's your part?
Feeling this way.
That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good and I can't get enough. Sing.
Must be love on the brain, yeah, and it keeps cursing.
Slow down.
My name.
No matter what I do. Keep going.
I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the
brain.
Beautiful. Well done. Oh, God. That was
the worst thing that has ever happened to me. And I've had a lot of shit happen to me in my life, let me tell you.
God, have you dedicated yourself to a relationship and then have them abandon you without talking to you about it?
Yeah, actually.
Because I've done that a lot to women.
Not to me, motherfucker.
Yet. I can't wait for you to be my next ex-wife. Thank you for listening to Rafflecast. That has been Rafflecast Uncut. I am at Achilles. She is at Kayla Quinn 09, and Ray is at Soman Rider. What did you guys think of my rendition of Rihanna's Love on the Brain?
Well, since I've not heard the original, I cannot say either way.
If you were to guess,
It's very accurate. It's they couldn't tell the difference probably if you went into the studio to record.
I think
probably the waveforms would be identical.
I think the waveforms. See,
a little bit of auto tune and you're good to go.
I sound so much like Rihanna that just like now talking that they're going to copyright notice this video for my cover of that song.
Absolutely.
Actually, they're going to take it down for crimes against humanity. That was real bad.
I'm just going to report it as soon as
I needed a vocal warm up. I needed one of those things that you plug your ear with so you can like hear yourself.
Your finger?
Oh, is that what they're called?
And then cup your ear and it does the same thing as whatever contraption you're trying to talk about.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that. Yeah. I know nothing about anything. And that's why you listen to us. To find out. We should change the name of this podcast to Dill or No Dill. And then we should do game shows where like farmers that are on the verge of forfeiture have to like try to win their farm back. The games are nearly impossible. And we just like all laugh and cheer as they lose. Then we take their farms from them.
People don't care about farms anymore.
Sponsored by Monsanto. Thank you everyone so much for listening. Until next time, we remain podcasting.